So, Riley, I was away for a long weekend. I was up in Boston. I had never seen anything so beautiful as the trees turning colors. It's been years since I've seen that. And it's interesting when you see something beautiful and it's interspersed with, you know, momentary anxiety and dread for one's future, how the experience is sort of soured, but nonetheless beautiful. There are moments like, oh, it's orange and red and I'm in trouble. What the hell am I going to do with my life? But look at the colors.
Did you go up to Jimmy Tingle's?
I did not. I went actually by a place called the Comedy Studio. I didn't tell anybody. It was sort of stealth, but they had a full crowd in there nonetheless.
Do you like Boston, Mark?
Do I like Boston? Well, you know, honestly, I spent a lot of my life in Boston, Brendan McDonald, and I spent like 7 or 8 years there going to school and going through these formative parts of my life. And there's some part of me where I travel around the city, and it's sort of nostalgic now. I can't believe it's been 20-some-odd years where I kind of drive around. It's like, oh, I threw up there. Oh, that's where my drug dealer lived. Hey, that's where I had the identity crisis. That was that. Oh, I remember that place. I had that panic attack there. It's almost I wish I could go back to the source and throw the ring into the lake of fire and maybe release myself of the curse.
Well, so you have good memories of it, though.
I do have some good memories.
That's funny, because I kind of remember this some time ago. We were having a conversation, and I remember you saying this.
Nowhere else do you have to f***ing tolerate that f***ing. How are you? Who farted? It's like, what the f***? Where the f*** do you people come from? Jesus Christ. Know how to f***. Learn how to talk. Rhode Island's even f***ing worse. It's a f***ing disaster. You know what I mean? I was run out of Boston by that f***ing accent. Hey, Mac! It's Mark! What the f*** is wrong with you? Mac! Mac! The reason I'm not responding is it's Mark. How are you? What the f***? Mac! Come here, Mac. Want a hummer?
All right. Yeah. You know, those candid moments in the sound room, you don't think you're going to make it to air, but that's nice.
Mac, how are you, Mac?
There was that issue, but there were some very beautiful things about Boston as well. And, you know, I it's weird, though, because I don't ever go back. I was there for 7 years, and there's no place in my life where I really, like, I have to go back. I like to go back to other places, but I just rarely go back there. And I used to think it was because of some of that, but it's really because, hell, you know, I mean, after a certain point, when you have a big chunk of your life spent somewhere, going back is just a reminder of when you were young, and who the hell needs that? Do you know what I mean? After a certain point, it's like, oh yeah, I remember. I had ideals. I thought I was going to be something. Yeah, I went through so many different phases in Boston in my college years. And sometimes when you go back, the nostalgia is too much. And then with everything else, but we did go up to Newburyport. We walked around. We did the New England thing. We saw her relatives. And outside of the momentary lapses of panic about my future, everything was good.